Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are broadcasting to tonight directly from the Great Hall of the famous Zoological Society here in London, England. All of our leading scientists are here tonight, along with many students and the general public. Hundreds of people are all trying to get inside the hall, for the attention of the entire world is focused on this meeting tonight. Professor George Challenger, the well-known scientist and explorer and member of the society, has aroused much controversy with his most astounding statement that he has discovered prehistoric dinosaurs alive today in a region of South America. The president of the society, Dr. Summerlee, has been criticizing Professor Challenger for not being able to prove his fantastic claim. The bitter argument between them has been raging this past week, and tonight the two men have agreed to a public meeting in an attempt to resolve the dispute. Ah, I have just received word that Professor Challenger has begun to address the audience, so we take you now directly inside the Great Hall.
Of course my report is hard to believe. Just as any new discovery that runs contrary to accepted belief, I've already been judged and convicted by most of my colleagues and the journalists of our public press for daring to suggest that we keep our minds open to the possibility of new knowledge. I did find a hidden plateau in an unexplored jungle region in South America. And although I was unable to reach the top of the plateau and bring back the real proof, I have seen from a distance, and I tell you, there are on that plateau today living dinosaurs.
Quiet! Quiet in the audience! Professor Challenger.
Yes, Dr. Summerlee.
Surely you must have some answers for the many objections that have been raised. For instance, how is it possible for such a plateau to remain undiscovered by other explorers?
Dr. Summerlee, the region I am speaking of covers an area of 50,000 square miles in South America. In such a vast territory, so much is still unexplored. It is perfectly possible for one man to find what another has missed.
Oh, very well then, Professor. Can you give us the exact latitude and longitude of this plateau you claim to have found?
I can do better than that, Doctor. I can guide you there myself.
Well, what do you mean, Challenger?
Dr. Summerlee, I am requesting that the Zoological Society sponsor a new expedition to prove my claim. And you, as our president, have been the loudest of my opponents. I dare you, in front of this entire assembly, to come with me and see for yourself.
Order! Order in the hall! Very well, Professor. I am willing to go with you on one condition. I will not ask the Society to become involved in our personal controversy, but I would go with you if you raise the funds necessary to pay for the expedition.
But that's impossible, Summerlee.
Professor Challenger, Dr. Summerlee, may I be heard, please?
Who is that?
That young man there? Well, sounds like an American.
Who are you, young man? What do you want?
My name is Edward Malone, and I work for Globe Magazine, and I want to go along with you.
A journalist? On my expedition? Never!
Professor, please listen for one moment. My magazine has never printed anything about you that didn't give both sides of the question. And I'm qualified. I can handle myself in the jungle, and I'm a photographer. I can take pictures that will prove your claim. And what's more, I'm sure that Globe magazine will be glad to cover any expenses required for the expedition if I go along.
That's a strong point, Summerlee. What do you think?
Well, Challenger, that kind of publicity certainly can't hurt the society. I'd be willing to take him.
Mr. Malone, you've put up a very convincing argument. We accept you and your financial support. Ladies and gentlemen, the Challenger expedition will be leaving as soon as possible for the Lost World. And I promise we shall return with proof of living dinosaurs.
Order! I wish to adjourn the meeting!
Well, gentlemen, enjoy your breakfast.
Yes, it's marvelous. All the comforts of home, miles from civilization, here in the Amazon jungle.
Well, you'd better enjoy it, lad. It's the last time we'll have any natives to cook and carry food for us.
What do you mean?
Well, you tell them, Challenger. You're the leader of the expedition.
A slight change of plans, Malone. These Indians refuse to go any further beyond this village. It marks the boundary of what they call the forbidden land, supposedly inhabited by evil spirits. But we are very close, only a day or two from the hidden plateau. We three will go on from here, carrying just essential supplies with us, and leaving the rest of our equipment here, as a base.
Challenger, I seriously doubt the wisdom of carrying this folly any farther. I would prefer not to go pursuing spirits.
I'm tired of debating with you, Summerly. We have come here with the purpose of proving my claim. It cannot be proved unless you come with me to the plateau.
He's right, Dr. Summerly. After all, we'll be only a day or so away from the village here. One of us can always come back for extra supplies.
Gentlemen, let us pack up and be off. I'll give you a hand, Summerly.
I'm perfectly able to help myself, Challenger. I may be older than you, but I am not an antique.
Sorry, Doctor. Malone?
Ready in 10 minutes, Professor.
Fine. I'll pack up the rest of our equipment in the meantime.
Challenger, are you certain you know the way? We've been out almost 2 days now, and...
My memory has not failed me. According to my calculations, we should be nearly there.
Professor, up ahead here.
What is it?
I see something up ahead.
Coming!
Look, Professor, there. There, over those trees.
Yes, they're slightly to the left, but that must be it. Somebody, do you see it there? That high ridge between the trees?
Oh, yes. Yes, seems to be an ancient volcano.
And at the top, you see... There's the plateau at last. We've found it. Can you get a picture, Malone?
Yes, it's sort of far away, but... There. Boy, that plateau's a lot higher than I thought it would be. How'll we ever get up there?
I've an idea.
Professor, look. Look, there in the sky, over the plateau. Some kind of a huge bird.
Somebody, look. Look quickly. There. Do you see it?
What? Where?
Here. Here, take my binoculars. See that wingspan, that huge beak and pointed head? It's the flying reptile, Pteranodon. There it is. Do you see it?
Oh, it's so far away I can...
Oh, it's disappeared now, over the top of the plateau.
But you saw it, somebody. You saw it.
Oh, I saw something flying, Challenger. But it was undoubtedly some form of a stork. The Pteranodon has been extinct for 60 million years.
A stork? With no feathers and leathery wings? Well, never mind, somebody. Listen carefully. The southern slope offers us the best chance of climbing. Malone, you have the extra ropes?
Yes, Professor.
Fine. Here's what we'll do. We'll put on our climbing gear, myself in the lead, somebody next, then you, Malone. You will follow carefully in the footsteps which I will make. With any decent luck, we should be at the top in the late afternoon. Come on, let's go, gentlemen. Just a few more feet, somebody. Here, come on, take my hand.
Yes. Thank you, Challenger. Malone?
Right behind you. How does it look?
Come and see. There it is, just across the gorge. A lost world, just as it was millions of years ago.
Well, it certainly is unusual, but look here, Challenger. We're on top, all right, but that plateau, it's like another mountain. We were separated by this huge drop-off here. Now, how do you propose to get us over there? It's at least 40 feet across.
I know.
Is there another way around?
No, I explored it thoroughly. And the south face, the one we came up, is the only possible way.
Professor, look over there, to the right. That group of giant trees on this side, it looks as though one of them has fallen across.
Yes, that's it. That tree crosses over the plateau. A natural bridge.
Yes, but is it safe?
We'll soon find out. Let's go. That's it. Careful now, Summerly. You're doing fine.
Challenger, you have placed me in ridiculous situations before. But this, crawling along a tree, hundreds of feet in the air...
Good work, though, somebody. Good work. You've made it across. Oh. Malone, get across first. Then take pictures.
Oh, just one more, Professor. Okay. Whoa, whoa. Oh.
What is it? You all right?
Yeah. There seems to be a lot of wind all of a sudden.
Yes, I felt it too.
Malone, are you all right?
Yes. Yes, I just got a little dizzy for a second.
Challenger, that wind... The tree is definitely swaying.
Steady, Malone, steady. Come as quickly as you can.
What's that?
The tree, I can't...
Look, the tree is slipping down.
Quick, Malone, jump for it. He'll catch you.
Look out!
Got him! Just in time. Come on, Malone.
There goes the tree. Good Lord, that was close, Malone. Are you all right?
Yes. Oh, I'm glad I wasn't on it when it fell. Oh, but, Professor, how'll we get back now? Our bridge is gone.
Yes, Challenger. I warned you this was dangerous. Now what will we do?
We'll find a way back somehow. The important thing for the moment is that we're all safe. We are here at last. Gentlemen, I suggest we prepare a camp in that clearing over there. It will soon be evening, and we must conserve our energy for tomorrow's hunt.
Hunt? For what?
For what we came for, dinosaurs.
Haven't you learned your lesson yet? Our survival depends on our finding a way back instead of further wild goose chases.
Come here, quickly. Look at this.
Right with you. Large, irregular depressions.
They're footprints, Emily. Giant footprints. Quite clear and recent, too, I'd say.
Well, if those are footprints, they would have to have been made by an enormous creature.
Exactly! A very large creature indeed. Careful! Something's moving over there.
Give me my rifle, Malone.
Right.
Shh, quiet. There's something moving behind that huge tangle of vines there, about 50 feet away from us, to the left.
Good heavens, what is it?
Put down that rifle, somebody. There's no danger yet. We're downwind from that creature.
Creature?
Can't you see what it is yet? Look! It's moving out now. Now tell me what you see.
Oh, that huge neck. It must be 30 feet long.
And that body, that long tail, it can't be.
But it is, somebody! Unmistakably. A brontosaurus.
Well, there's hardly any light, but I must get a picture. It's enormous. Will it attack us?
I think not. The brontosaurus is basically a plant-eating animal. You see, even with that enormous body, its head is tiny. They stay close to the water for their food, leaves and such. And they remain in the water most of the time to help support their massive weight.
Those legs, well, they're like tree trunks. That whole creature must be 70 feet long.
Yes, and probably weighs 30 tons. Feel how the ground rumbles when it walks. That's where its name comes from, Brontosaurus, Thunder Lizard. There. It's heading away now.
I saw it, but I still don't believe it.
Well, somebody, that was no stalk, was it? Or perhaps you might like to tell us that it was a species of hippopotamus.
This has been quite a shock. I can't find the words to apologize properly. Challenger, you were quite right, and I beg you to forget what I have said and done in the past.
Somebody, I've forgotten already. Here, let's shake hands on it. Now you can share my feelings.
Yes, but this is an incredible piece of knowledge. The world must be told of your discovery immediately. In the daylight, Malone will be able to get pictures.
Oh, sure, but what good is all the evidence in the world if we can't bring it back?
Oh, dear me, yes, I'd forgotten in all the excitement. We ourselves are prisoners here along with your discovery, Challenger.
Oh, come now, it's not that bad. We haven't even begun to explore this plateau. Tomorrow in the daylight, you will feel better. And, gentlemen, as we stand here, it's growing darker by the minute. Let's get that fire going immediately. Malone? Everything all right?
Professor, you're awake. Well, it isn't time for your watch yet. It's only 2 a.m.
Oh, it's all right. I've had enough sleep. Why don't you turn in? I'll take over standing guard.
Oh, thanks. I am kind of sleepy. It's strange knowing that there might be dinosaurs right near us. I thought I heard something moving before.
Ah, so did I. But there are many small creatures alive out here in the jungle.
How bad is it, Professor? What do you think our chances are?
Well, I won't be dishonest with you, Malone. They're not good by any means. And the very fact that this plateau is so isolated makes it also practically escape-proof. Otherwise, nature could not have functioned so uniquely and allowed these creatures to survive. But, lad, remember, no Challenger expedition has ever failed. There must be a way out.
What's that? Shh. Something out there. Look at that. Two green lights.
Those are eyes, Malone. A giant creature's eyes, attracted by our presence, no doubt. No, Malone, don't shoot at it. You know my instructions. Use the guns only as a last resort. We did not come here to destroy life, but to help preserve it.
I know, Professor.
Besides, I don't know if rifles would be much help. You saw the size of that brontosaurus today. Some of his fellow creatures have a hide like armor plate. And you see, it's moving away.
Perhaps the fire kept it away.
Quite possible. An interesting point. Even these great creatures must be afraid of fire, an unknown element. Here, give me that rifle, Malone. And turn in for some sleep. Tomorrow we may find out whether we are discoverers or prisoners of the lost world. Malone? You all right up there?
Yes, I can get up a little higher still, I think.
Good tree climber, that boy.
Professor, I can see pretty well from up here.
Yes?
I can see where we came across. It's impossible to get back, but I think there's a river up here. Yes, yes, I see some dinosaurs at the river.
What? I must have a look. Malone, I'm coming up.
Careful, careful, Challenger.
I'm perfectly all right.
Professor, there are dinosaurs at that river. And the river seems to come from up above, somewhere on this side of the mountain. Can I give you a hand?
I can make it. See anything else?
Yes. Yes, on the other side of us, here. There's a whole nest of those big birds, like the one we saw from below.
You mean Pteranodon?
Yes.
They're flying reptiles.
Well, there's sure a whole lot of them. What a spot for pictures. Careful. Now, don't rot this branch for a second. Okay.
Yes, quite a good view. A little too good.
Oh, we are trapped, then. There's nothing but that steep vertical drop-off all around this plateau, as far as I can see.
Except the river. I wonder if it could possibly connect with that river way down there. They seem to be moving in that direction.
If there's a connection and we could follow it...
Yes. Let me mark it on this map of mine.
Look. There's one of the dinosaurs at our end of the river. What are they?
A species of amphibious dinosaur. See those broad, flat mouths? That's a Tritodon. The duck-billed dinosaur.
How strange they look.
I say, what's going on up there? Can you find the way out?
We can't tell for sure. Be down in a moment. Where did you see the pteranodons?
There, very near. You see?
Ha ha, yes, great Scott. There must be thousands of them. Give me the glasses. Yes, it's a nesting area. I can see some very small ones. Malone, you realize what this means? My goal is within sight.
Huh?
I told you I hope to bring back a live specimen. And those flying reptiles are the answer.
If we can only catch a young one, it should be easy to carry it with us.
Yes, you see how the pteranodon is built? Their great wingspan makes them skilled flyers. But on the ground, see those tiny legs at the base of the tail? Those are not designed for walking, but for clinging, like those hanging from the trees.
Yes, I see.
Now, if I can just get close to the nest... Look here, Malone. It's equally important that we know about that river. You've proven quite capable so far. I'm going to ask you to make a dangerous but vital scouting mission for us.
You mean to the river?
Yes. With any luck, you should be back in a few hours. In the meantime, I can construct some sort of net from these vines. And before the day is over, we may have both our goals achieved, our escape and a live specimen. You'll take a rifle. But try to get there and back without using it. You have your compass?
Yes, Professor, and my camera. But you mustn't try to get the pteranodon without me.
I wouldn't dream of it, Malone. All right, let's get down from this tree and begin work. Yes, Emily, my net is finished. How does it look?
Well, it's crude, but certainly workable. How do you propose to use it?
Well, if I can get within throwing distance of one of those nests, I can... fling the whole net over a young pteranodon. As long as it can't fly or use that sharp beak, I can certainly get it back here in the net. After that, tied up in one of those heavy canvas sacks, it should prove no trouble.
Yes, but you'll certainly be seen and attacked by the rest of them.
Yes, that's the problem. I've got to be devilishly quick about it, and you two will be covering me from a safe distance.
Professor! Dr. Somerley!
Oh, there's Malone. He's back.
Yes, and sooner than I expected. I hope all's well. Malone, what news?
Oh, Professor, I...
Here. Catch your breath first. Anything chasing you?
Oh, no, nothing, but I wanted to get back fast.
Well, what did you find?
It's not too good, I'm afraid. I got to the river, all right, but it's much wider than we thought, and there are many more of those creatures in it.
Trachodons?
Yeah, that's right. But the river...
Yes.
Well, I followed it downstream, like you said. It goes downhill, all right over the side of a cliff.
What?
Yes, there are rapids, and then a great waterfall. That must be how it connects up with the river we saw way down below.
I'm not certain of that. Looked as though there were a more direct connection. But in any case, if we can't travel down the river, we would be wise to try and cross it, to get to the other side.
Why?
Well, from our lookout in the tree, I saw what looked like a group of caves in the hillside across the river. If the cave is deep enough and there are any passages that slope downward, it may mean another way down from the
drawing. But how do we cross the river?
At night, I think it would be safer than in the daytime. Malone, were there any trees close by the river? Anything with which we could construct a raft?
Well, there were some pretty good-sized things that looked like bamboo, about 20 feet tall and about this big round.
Capital, capital. Just what we need for a raft. Now, the Challenger expedition is about to capture its first live specimen.
You're all ready?
Yes, I have my net, you have your camera, and Summerlee will hold our rifles. But I warn you again, they are to be used only in extreme danger. Come now, we haven't a moment to lose. All right, let's stop for a moment. Look, they're just beyond those bushes there, see?
What a picture this is. Hundreds of them, clinging to the trees, in the air.
Yes. Look, they're circling above us. Well, there's no mistake, they are Pteranodon. See those leathery wings? Some of them must have a 25-foot wingspan.
They look like huge bats, except for those big heads and those long beaks. Oh, I'd hate to tangle with one of them.
We must be extremely careful. They can't see us yet, but they undoubtedly have keen eyesight and hearing. You two will stay right here at the edge of the clearing. I will crawl down about to there, by that nest, you see, with the young one in it?
Yes.
Now listen carefully. If I am attacked, try to fire your first shots slightly away from them. The sound of the gunfire alone should serve to hold them off. If not, you must use your own judgment.
Now, Challenger, you will probably only have one chance to use that net. Aim carefully and good luck.
Right. All ready?
Yes.
Fine. Here I go, then.
I'm worried about the ones up there in the air. Won't they see the professor?
He knows what he's doing. See the way he crawls under those bushes? There. Now he's in the clear.
He's almost at the nest. What's he doing?
Waiting for the right moment. Can you see him in the camera?
Yes. Oh, these will be excellent pictures.
There, now, there. He's getting the net ready. He's throwing it.
He got it. It's in the net.
His Challenger's on his feet now. Oh, he's slipped. Be careful.
He's up again. He's running. Look, the bird's slipping out of the net.
No, no, he's got it now. Oh, but the others. Look, they've spotted him. Behind the Challenger. Run.
Shoot, Summerlee. Drive them off. They're diving at him.
That stopped them.
Here comes some more. They've seen us. Look above you.
Come to those trees. Get on the cover.
Oh, my gun. It's jammed. But oh, never mind the pictures. Use your rifle.
Get to those trees. I'll cover you.
Get there, Malone. They're seeing you now.
Oh, my arm.
Malone. Use my pistol, Tommy. Get over here, Malone. Oh, you're badly hurt.
I don't think so. That thing was enormous. It knocked me over when it struck me with its beak.
Yeah, yeah. Let me see that shoulder. Yeah. That's a deep gash. That wound must be dressed immediately. And we must get out of here. The entire flock is alerted now. We've got to get across that clearing and back to camp without their spotting us.
But my camera's back there. And my rifle. I dropped them when I fell.
Well, I'll come back for them later. Watch out. Shoot, somebody. Drive them off. Now, run for it. Follow me.
There you are, Malone. How does it feel now?
Better, thanks. But I can't use this arm too well.
I'm sorry, but you'll have to keep that bandage on for a while. Oh, Challenger.
Yes? How's your prize? Safe and sound in that sack. Sorry about your arm, Malone, but we've got our specimen.
It's worth it, Professor. I'd like to try and get back there now for my camera and the other rifle.
We still have another rifle, and I can't let you go back yet. See them stretching overhead there? They're after us now, for sure.
The young one, in the sack. Cover it up quickly.
They've heard it. Stay on the shelter, all of you. I'll get my rifle.
Careful, Challenger.
Look out, Professor. They're diving.
The gunfire doesn't seem to keep them away anymore. If they attack at any number and destroy the shelter, we won't be able to... Great heavens, what was that? Look, across the clearing there. Coming through those trees.
What is it?
Somebody! Look at that head!
Tyrannosaurus Rex!
Yes! Probably the most dangerous creature that ever lived. The sound of the gunfire must have drawn him.
Look at it. It knocks those trees down like matchsticks. It's enormous. It must be 50 feet long.
Yes, and a good 20 feet tall. I'd say it must weigh 10 tons.
No, don't fire alone. Any more firing would be suicide. Bullets have no effect on that creature anyway.
Fascinating. It walks erect on those powerful hind legs, but those tiny upper arms are quite weak, too short to reach his mouth.
Look at those jaws. He just snaps off the top of those trees.
See those curved teeth? They must be 6 inches long. No wonder it's called the king of the tyrant lizards. It could destroy any other dinosaurs.
He's seen our camp.
Destroy our shelter here with just one of those hind feet.
If we're out in the open, what do we do, Professor?
There's only one thing to do. Try and escape towards the river. Quickly, somebody. Gather what you can of our things here.
But my camera? It's back at the clearing.
Malone! Our lives may be at stake. Just bring the film you've already shot. At least we'll have that. And I'll bring the pteranodon. That's all the proof we'll need.
He's right, Malone. This whole area is unsafe now.
Look, I'll set fire to those bushes. With a wall of fire between us and those creatures, we may have time to get clear.
Hurry, Challenger. Give me a hand here, Malone. My maps, my compass.
Doctor, the rest of our equipment, it's all out there.
I know, Malone, but our lives are more important.
It's burning.
Look, it stopped him.
Yes, but not for long. Quickly. Now's our chance. Run!
Challenger. It's getting dark already. Will the raft be finished in time?
Just a few more minutes' work. A little hold, I think. Pull that vine together, Malone.
Right. There.
Good.
Look, the river. The trachodons are back.
Yes, they're about finished their evening meal, I think.
Look at those big flat jaws. They're the size of a rowboat.
Yeah, see those teeth like cobblestones. Its name, Trachodon, means rough tooth. There must be 1,000 of those teeth in each jaw.
Look at that one coming out of the water. Look, it's rising up on its hind legs.
Yes, they can walk erect, but not too well. Notice how it uses its great tail to lean on for balance?
Yes. How can they stay underwater so long?
See their heads? That bone on top, like a crested helmet. Inside is a hollow space that holds an extra supply of air, like a storage tank.
That's amazing. You really think we'll be safe on the raft? They won't attack?
Take it on our plant eaters, vegetation only. But we must be careful of one thing. We must make no sound or alarm those creatures in any way. Now, let's see what we've got left to eat, Malone. We'll need all our strength to push that raft to the other side. Left. Push left, Malone. We're turning too sharply. That's it.
Okay now?
That's better. We should be halfway across by now.
No sign of any trachodons.
None since we passed that large group before. Hang on, Somerley. The current seems to be running swifter here.
Professor, look.
Shh. I see it.
What is it? Oh, those eyes in the water.
Keep quiet.
No, it is coming closer. No, look, that huge head right there.
Push wrong. Faster if you can.
But it's coming closer.
Keep calm. Don't move along.
Somerley!
Somerley, here, reach my hand. Help me. Help me, Malone.
Right.
I'm sorry. That's it, all right. Hold on now, somebody. You're all right. That noise! It's heard us.
Look out! It's turning!
Hang on, both of you!
Oh, it's rising out of the water!
Watch for the tail! Malone! Somebody!
I've got him, Professor.
Hang on to this log. It'll stay afloat.
Right. Where's the trachodon?
It's going out to the rest of the raft, fortunately.
Oh.
We're safe for the moment. Tony!
He's passed out, I think. He's breathing, though.
Here, I can help. Now, just hang on to this log and pray that we reach shore before we get to those rapids. That's it, Malone. I've got his feet. Let's get further ashore.
I can make it.
My flashlight's gone. Have you yours?
I think so. Yes, here. Oh, but I've lost everything else. My film, the rifle.
Never mind, Malone. We're alive. That's what counts. Good. He's coming around.
Why?
What happened?
We're on shore, Doctor. You're safe.
But the raft...
It's gone, and it saved our lives. Now we'll wait here till morning.
I don't even know which side we landed on. I lost my bearings in the water. And we've lost everything, Professor. All our proof, even my film.
Malone. Pull yourself together. There's nothing we can do right now. Look, I'll stand guard for the next few hours, and then you'll take over. In the morning, we'll find food and get our bearings. Now, you get some rest, and you'll feel better.
Ah, thank you, Malone. I feel like a new man.
More berries, Professor.
No, thank you. I'm fine. Not a very filling breakfast, but at least we found some nourishment. That sunlight has dried our clothing. We're on the other side of the river. But best of all, Summerlee, I thank you.
For saving the pteranodon, eh? You didn't know I had that sack wrapped up in my shirt all the time, eh? I couldn't let your live specimen go, Professor. After all, you brought me along to prove your theory, right?
And a miracle, too. With all that we've been through, this sturdy little creature is still alive. And I'm certain I was right about those caves.
What did you find in there?
I discovered one passage that does seem to have a definite downward slope. As soon as you two have rested, we'll see if we can get off this plateau and back to civilization. Watch your step. It's dark here. I want to save what's left of our flashlight for later on. We may need it for an emergency.
My eyes must be getting accustomed to the dark. And these walls seem to be giving off some light.
Yes, it's a strange luminescent quality. Possibly sulfuric limestone.
Stay between us, Summerlee. We can't afford to get too far apart.
Look on the ground. More of those bones and leaves, too.
Yes, I'm certain of it now. This passage must be the den of one of those great creatures. Look at the size of the teeth marks on this bone.
I noticed some tracks also when you used the light before.
Shh. Quiet a moment.
What did you hear?
I thought I heard something behind that huge boulder up ahead there.
Boulder?
Yes, that big pile of rock. Put your light on it. There, you see?
Oh, Challenger, that's...
Quiet. You've got keen eyes, Malone, but that's no rock.
A dinosaur, sleeping. What is it?
That huge saddleback head and those horns?
It's Triceratops, a great ancestor of our present-day rhinoceros. You see the three horns?
Yes, and that skin, like armor plate. No wonder it looked like a rock.
It's blocking the entire passage. We have to try and work our way around it very carefully. This species is quite slow-moving, with a very tiny brain. Those great horns are its only weapon. If we move carefully, we should have a chance.
Wait, what's that? It's coming from the other direction. Something's coming.
Another Triceratops, most likely.
Look out!
It's getting up. Keep your light on, Professor. We'll need it now.
Here, get down behind this rock. It hasn't seen us yet. That's what broke him, all right. And it's coming in here, whatever it is.
He's moving toward us. Look at the size of him. Let's get past him.
No, Malone, don't move. We're safe here for the moment.
Look, what's that?
Incredible sight. That other dinosaur, that row of fins on its back and that spiked tail.
Stegosaurus, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yes indeed.
The Stegosaurus? Is it an enemy of this one here?
In this world, Malone, anything is possible.
Look, the Stegosaurus is swinging that spiked tail back and forth.
The Triceratops is pointing its horns. We may be trapped here for the moment, but we are going to see an incredible sight. A battle between giant dinosaurs. And we're right between them. Stay down, Malone. We can't take any chances.
Look, Stegosaurus is moving in. It's striking.
Spiked tail like a club. What a weapon.
Yes, that Triceratops is well armored. Watch those horns.
He got him that time. What a battle.
Stegosaurus is turning. That tail again.
Ah, wounded.
They're rolling over. They'll fight until one is finished, I'm sure of it.
Watch out for that tail.
Phew, that was close.
Oh, 20 tons. It's shaking the very earth.
What's that?
It's Stegosaurus. Its spiked tail is striking the roof of the cave. Quickly now, move back into this crevice.
What's happening?
A battle. Vibrations loosening the rock.
Look, the roof of the cave.
The walls are crumbling.
Duck your heads. Get under this rock, okay?
The dust.
Here, you all right?
Yes, I think.
Malone?
I'm okay. Have you got the pteranodon?
Let's see. Yes, it's quite safe.
Look, the walls of the cave all fell in. What happened to the dinosaurs?
Buried. Under the avalanche of rock.
Oh, the falling rock must have opened another passageway. Look up ahead. And listen. What's that sound?
Water. From up ahead there.
It sounds like another river. But down here?
Yes, of course. Possibly underground connection to the river down below. That would explain it. Quickly, let's get over there.
Here, Professor, shine the light down that way.
Yes, look, that's it. You see the direction the river is flowing? And if I'm not mistaken, there's light at the other end. And if that's daylight, there's our way out at last. Malone? Malone? Wake up. Huh? Time for breakfast.
Oh, where am I?
You're on a nice, comfortable cot in a nice, comfortable native village by the Amazon River.
Oh, boy. I really slept well last night for a change. Is everything all right, Professor?
Yes. We've arranged with the natives to take us down the river. We're leaving this afternoon, and we shall be in London within 2 weeks.
Yes, and me without any pictures.
Oh, come on now. Cheer up. You'll still have a great story to write.
Where's Dr. Summerlee?
He's helping pack up the rest of the equipment.
Challenger!
There he is now. Yes!
Challenger, you'd better come quickly.
What?
Well, you know how terrified these natives were of that young pteranodon.
Uh-huh.
I told you not to let them see it in an open cage like that.
What's happened?
Well, they've been calling it an evil spirit, and now a whole group of them are around the cage, and... Well, I don't like it, Challenger.
Let's go!
Have they harmed it?
I think they're afraid to touch it. Look there.
Stop! 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 Get away from there!
They've opened the cage.
They're running away.
But look, the pteranodon is loose. Hurry, Doctor.
Oh, no. It's flying.
Look at it go. Oh, Professor, we've lost it.
Too late. Too late. We've lost it.
It's only circling overhead. Perhaps it'll come down again.
No. It's trying to sense direction there, you see. It's going back towards the plateau, back to its home.
I say I am sorry, Challenger. What a tragedy to lose it now after all we've been through.
Come now, Summerlee. Perhaps it's best this way. Perhaps we weren't meant to take it away.
Who'll believe us now?
Oh, they'll believe us, all right. Don't you worry. As soon as we get back to London, I am ordering the Zoological Society to start planning a full-scale expedition back here again next year.
What? Huh?
And it should be another Challenger expedition.
And you, Malone?
Oh, I'd love to come, if you'll have me, Professor.
Of course, no question of it. You've been an invaluable help. And this time, Malone... You can bring 3 cameras if necessary.